Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you in the hills. I hope everyone's going well tonight. I'm going to get things started with Gotta Pray. And when I come back, I'm coming back to tonight's message. So, guys, stay there with me. God bless you. I'll be right back.
This is serious.
You gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah.
Things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray.
Believe
God, I really hears you.
Believe
God, I really loves you.
Believe
His word is true. God blesses for you.
Receive
His truth for you.
Receive
only if you believe. Oh yeah,
you gotta pray.
To pray.
Our Father who art in heaven,
believe.
God really hears you.
Believe.
God really loves you.
Believe.
His word is true. Yeah.
Receive.
God's blessing for you.
Receive.
His truth for you.
Receive.
Holy if you believe.
Move.
knees and pray.
You gotta pray.
Yeah, that's right. Get your break.
You gotta, you gotta pray.
Yeah, we gotta pray. Yeah. Yes, we got to pray. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. That's my track, Got to Pray. What's going on, Trina? Yes, we've got to pray. We've got to pray. I just want to say I'm grateful to be here tonight. Tonight I'm talking about stay true. I'm talking about staying true. So I'm telling you, stay true. You know, so it's amazing that this is the message. And, you know, sometimes we go, this is the message, first of all. There's something that to think that this is the message that God's placed in my heart to talk about tonight, because it's a message, one of those messages that he had given me a while back. But it's like, you know what? This is right where you are right now. Sometimes God will give you information. He'll give you words that sometimes you can go back to and you're like, man, this is exactly where I am right now. This is exactly what I'm going through, exactly what I'm dealing with. But I don't say, first of all, good evening, Tina. What's going on? I appreciate you coming through. Tonight I'm talking about staying true. You know, and I got to tell you this. There's so much going on. I cannot wait to fill you guys on everything that's going on right now. But it's literally like everything that God has placed in my heart for me to do is happening in this season. In this season, at this moment right now. So I'm coming through here and I'm just saying, what's up? I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for coming through. Thank you guys for sharing everything on your pages. I appreciate it. Like I told you guys, it just takes a minute to just do it. And I appreciate those who have done it, who have shared this broadcast on your pages. You know, so I'm live on IG, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook Live. You know, so here I am. I'm coming to you today from Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. I pray that the Lord will bless this time, our fellowship together, as he encourages me and as I encourage you guys, what the Lord shared with me to share with you guys. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, it says, in the last days, and I talked about a little bit about this last week. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. You know, listen to this, guys. I'm just going to encourage you today, you know, to stay focused. And I'm talking about staying true. Tonight's message, stay true. You stay true. Stay true to who? Stay true to God. You know, I was talking with one of my friends, my good friends tonight, and she was just reminding me about some things as I was sharing her some of the things that I'm where I am, some things that are going on right now. We hadn't talked in about a week or so, and shared with her some things, and you know, she exhorted me and she encouraged me in the Lord and all that good stuff. And one of the things about it is that she gave me some good stuff. You know, and I got to tell you, whatever God's called you to do, go ahead and do that thing he's called you to do. Stay true. Stay true to God. You know, your relationship, I don't care whatever God has done or is doing in your life or is about to do, I just want to encourage you tonight that to understand that your relationship with God is your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is your relationship with God. Hey, what's going on, Lonnie? What's going on, Lonnie, a.k.a. Juju? And, you know, your relationship with God is your relationship with God. I can't have my relationship with God based off of my mother's relationship, based off my father's relationship, based off of my friends or my pastors. It's your relationship is your relationship. You know, stand true to God. Stand true to that first love. He wants to be your first love. He wants to be the number one, numero uno in your life. So, you know, that, what's going on, Aji? So your relationship with God, with your creator, that's your relationship. You know, that's your relationship. And I encourage you to take that time to spend time reading his word, reading God's word, spend time praying, meditating, and listening to his voice. Staying true to God. Stay true to God. You know, your relationship is your relationship. You know, God deserves first place in your life. First place. If you're having problems in your life, I'm encouraging you, fix this. If God's not number one in your life, make sure that God is number one in your life. Make sure that you're saying, you know, God, I want you to be number one in my life. Lord, you are one and number one in my life. You know, and that's a key. That is a key thing. You know, guys, you know, it's so much is going on. I've heard someone tell me earlier, you know, there's so much going on. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. You know, Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. I'm going there for a second. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. You know, one of the things about it is you shall have no other gods before me. You know, God deserves first place in your life. Your creator, the one who created you, should have what? First place in your life. What's going on, Henry? What's going on, Marlon, Jude? Jude, what's going on, Stephanie? What's going on, Steph, my sis? What's going on? You know, God deserves first place in your life. I shall have no other gods before me. Get that right. It's not about the money. It's not about what you have. It's about what can you do with what God has given you. How many lives can you touch? How many lives can you change? So let it be about ministry. Let it be about making a difference. Let it be about that. You know, so for myself, guys, I'm just reminding myself, In this season where God is changing things in my life, I'm just reminding myself, you know what? Let me stay focused and do what God is calling me to do. God, you get first place in my life. What God has shown you or told you, you do it. You know, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Honestly, I was in some situations, right? And it's one of those things where, okay, people are like, why are you doing this? God placed it on my heart to do. Those of you who are close to me, you already know it. Those of you I consider to be close, you know it, what I'm talking about. You know, and God's like, and it's like, if God shows you and he tells you what to do, that's what you do. You do it. You know, stay true to God. Stay true to what God is leading you. But even in the midst of leading, you know, like one of my friends had told me, you know, don't fall into that trap, because it's not about the money. I praise God that I'm able to work hard and God is blessing me, but it's not about the money. It's not about material things. God blesses us with material things to be a blessing, to enable us to do what he's called us to do. But whatever God's telling you to do, you stay true to God. Stay true to how he's leading you. And if whatever he shares with you and tells you to do, you're going to be held accountable. It doesn't matter if this person down the street around the corner does not, the person does not agree with what God is telling you to do. You stay focused. I think about Noah and building that ark. When God told him, you know, build that ark, he built that ark, right? What are you doing? That's crazy. What are you doing? Rain, ha! When it started raining, oh my goodness, let it in. Let me in. Let us in. That was it. Good evening, Tamisha. Good evening. You know, and then this thing about, you know, your relationship with God, who is God to you? Who is God to you? Is he your all in all? Is he Jehovah Jireh, your provider? You know, who is God to you? Because I'm going to tell you this. If you don't know, How can you truly serve him if you don't know who he is to you? If you don't know who God is to you, how can you truly serve him? The song, if God said it, I believe it. If he said it, he would never lie to me. All right, I don't remember that song, Lonnie, a.k.a. Juju. I might need to bring you on live so you can sing that. I might bring Juju on live, y'all, so she can sing that hook for a minute. You know, I'm not going to put you in a spot like that, Juju. But listeners, who is God to you? This right here will bring you through anything that you're going through. If you know who God is for you, who God is to you, what God means to you, when you're going through things, you know you can call on him. You know I can call on him because he's been there for me. He's brought me through dangers, seen and unseen. He's brought me through so much. That's why I give him praise for every mountain. He brought me over. Hallelujah. But you know what? But I'm going to tell you this, guys. Who is God to you? I'm going to tell you this, guys. I remember during the pandemic when I was doing this broadcast, and I remember reading stories and hearing people open up their businesses. Their business is growing. I mean, when Tamisha, she's still here. She created her business. It's growing and all these different things, and reading about people who are building. And you know, the thing about it is this: what has God given you? You take that thing and you do it. You keep them first and you do it. That's what I'm just reminding myself. You know, it's all about God. And it's all about ministry. Strip me of anything I have, and guess what? I came with nothing. I'm going to leave with nothing. But if you remember who God is, you can have everything in perspective. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's not about us. All about Jesus. I think there's a song about that. Yeah. Yeah. Stay true to God. So my first point tonight, those who are coming through, tonight I'm preaching tonight's message is stay true. First point, stay true to God. Second point, stay true to you. Yeah, stay true. Be authentically you. Be authentically you. Faults and all. Listen, guys, none of us are perfect. We're striving for protection. We're striving to be the best people we can be for God's glory. We're trying to be who God has called us to be, the better version. You know, stay true to you. You know, and being authentically you, that means, look, you're doing well over there. God bless you. You are in the lane that you're supposed to be in. You're doing what you're supposed to do. And it's very, very important that you say, you know, Lord, what have you called me to do? It's not about trying to emulate or imitate someone over here or over there. It's about being the person God has called me to be to make a difference. Because guess what? You're going to reach people being you, and I'm going to reach people being me. But it doesn't make sense for me to try to be like you. See, we can learn from each other, right? We can take those things and we can make those part of our personalities. So if you say part of our character, if you say, you know what, I love this part about this person, this characteristic about this person, because this person doesn't give up. So then I adopt and I start using their principle of, you know what, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to apply it in my life. Then I'm going to make that thing mine. You know, but it's not about me trying to be you. I'm never going to be you. But I'm in this body, and this, I can improve this with working out and eating healthier. You know, be authentically you. Use what God has given you and go out there and do what he's called you to do. You know, listen to this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, it says, and in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles. Also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Verse 29, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Be eagerly desire. But eagerly, if you do all speak in tongues, do all interpret, but eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now I will show you the most excellent way. And the most excellent way goes to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it talks about love, what love is. You know, tonight's message, stay true. Be authentically you. The gifts God has given you is the gifts he's given you. And when you are faithful with the least, he'll give you more. But you've got to be faithful first. Be faithful with the least. Lord, help me to be faithful with the least. You know, listen to this. Your gifts are your God-given gifts. What's up, Minister G? Your gifts. I can't play a song or sing a song like Minister G can play, sing, and direct a song. He's phenomenal in his own right. Right? I've heard your music, Minister G. You know, you be the best you that you can be. You know, it's flattering to try to say, you know, I love that person's gift. But God says, be authentically you and love what I've given you. Invest, you know, remember last week I talked about, I think last week where I talked about investing in yourself. I think I said that, I think that either last Tuesday or Thursday, invest in yourself. Stay true to you. What God has given you are those God-given gifts he's given you. Some of you guys, you can come online and you're like, let's get those legs up. Let's exercise. You do that. But guess what? I can imitate you and do my best, but I'm never going to be you. And that's where we become frustrated. Sometimes I think we become frustrated because we see something that we admire in someone else, and then we see that what it appears to be, whether there's a lack or not. You know, we look at ourselves, that whole comparison thing. That's the part, that's the trick of the devil right there, that comparison. You know, thank you, Minister G. That comparison. When you compare yourself to other people, guess what? You're never going to be that person. Never. I don't care. You can look like a person. You can sound like a person. But you can only be the best you. So my next point is this. Strive to be the best you can be. In fact, strive to be the best you can be. Be the best version of yourself. You know, strive for that. You know, there's some of the guys I look around here and I'm like, man, I wish I could go shopping with them. You know, I need to go to their department stores and get those ties and have those shirts with that huge tie. You know, but you know what? Guess what? I mean, I'm eventually going to find an outfit like that. But listen, be the best you that you can be. I'm not going to try to be like someone else. I can be the best I can be. You know what I'm saying? Not the best imitation of someone else. It's time out for trying to imitate. No, how about this? Imitate me as I follow Christ. How about that? But now I'm not trying to be you. There's a difference with saying, oh, I like this part about this person. This person is so direct. This person is loving. But, you know, it's not about imitating. It's not about trying to be the person. There's a difference between imitating or getting people's good points. There's a difference between that and saying, I want to be that person. And sadly say, God, some of us, you know, we're striving to be people, famous people. We're trying to be them. No, be you. Be you. Stay true to who you are. And listen to this. Don't apologize for the greatness that is in you. Let your light shine. Have you ever seen a tall person who doesn't want to be tall? They don't want people looking at them, so they boot ahead. They won't be standing there tall. Be tall. What is this? In the kingdom, we're scrouching. I don't want people to see me. Well, they already see you. You know, the anointing on your life is already showing. The love that's within you, the light that is shining from within you is already showing. Stand up. Sit up tall. Yes, may I help you? You can be humble. You have to be like this. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to hide. We're trying to hide the greatness. And then, you know, and it's crazy. Yeah, we're trying to hide the greatness. I want you to see me. But when you stand up, listen, they already saw you when you came in. The love of God, the light that's within you is already shining. So people see that there's something different about you. So you don't have to put yourself down. You don't have to act like everyone else so that people won't notice that you're different. They already know you're different. You're just fooling yourself. Be authentically you. Now, being authentically you is not being authentically what people say you are. Because, guess what, it's not about what people say. People are going to talk all day, every day, 24-7. Now, I heard someone say 25-7. No, you're not 25 hours. 24-7. They would talk about you, but it's what you answer to. It's what you answer to. People can say anything, but it's what you answer to. Yeah, we cannot hide. We can't hide. To me, say we can't hide. Yeah, Greg. You know, listen, for real. Some of us going to these churches. Is anyone can see anyone sing? Is there a musician in the house? I'm looking for this. We don't want people to know this. Listen, stand up. Sit up. Be who you are. If music is music, then do your music. Preaching is preaching, be a preacher. If you're a giver, give. Whatever you give. If you're a cook, cook. Don't hide the greatness that is within you. Because, listen, God has given you these gifts. And it's like that parable of the talents. He's given you a talent. How come this person has all these talents? You know, is that person using all those talents for God's glory? Or are you saying, oh, I don't want people to know that. I cook. Well, you know, it's like my mom was telling me, you know, son, people aren't going to know that you're Reverend Wright if you don't tell them. They just know me as a singer, you know, for years. And even though I've been ordained for years, you know, my mom was like, you know, just you got to let people know. And God has shared that with me. It was confirmation from my mom. God has shared that with me. You know, some of you guys, people aren't going to know who you are, what you do, if you don't say it. Stop hiding. You know, we try to say, you know, I want to dim the light. Don't dim the light. Let your light shine. And if people feel uncomfortable about your presence, that's on them. That's not on you. One thing I'm learning this season, guys, is what is for me is for me. What doesn't belong to me is because people will dump. People will dump. They will project their feelings onto you and about the things that God's called you to do. They'll project their fears. They'll project their all these different things onto you. They will try. But listen, don't apologize for the greatness that is within you. Wherever you are right now, I want you to repeat after me. I will not apologize for the greatness that is in me. Listen, God's put greatness in everyone. So I'm not saying that to make someone feel like they're better, but listen to this. You might be going through some things, beating yourself up. How come I didn't get this right? How come I didn't get that right? I'm going to tell you this. Don't apologize for the greatness in you. Don't try to dim it. Don't try to dim that light. Don't try to make it a blue light or red light, green light. Just let your light shine. Just be who you are and allow the Lord to use you. But don't apologize for the greatness that is within. Can I get an amen wherever you guys are? Wait, amen, amen, and amen. Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, guys, sometimes, guys, we want to hide. You guys are in a stand. Use your gifts. Use your gifts. Matthew chapter 5. Yeah, verse 14. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, verse 16, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Tamisha says, yeah, Brian. Hey, Brian's in the house, y'all. Brian's in the house. Tamisha says, even a little light drives out darkness. All right, Tamisha. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. Yes, 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 yes. Listen, people have to deal with their own vices, right? It has nothing to do with you. It's all on them. Understand what belongs to you and what doesn't belong to you. Like I said, people will try to portray their things like, don't do that. I would never do that. I don't even know how you can do that. No, do what God has called you to do. I can never do that. You know, if I would do that, then this would happen and that would happen. No, don't go by that. Go by God's report for your life. What has he told you to do? That's right. Good evening, Brian. Brian says, so true. Yeah. Yeah. People have to deal with their own stuff. Let them deal with it. In other words, things that people project, their fears. And guys, in this season, God's been telling me to jump. God's been telling me to jump. And guess what, y'all? I am jumping. I am jumping. I am jumping. And I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life in this season. When the time is right, I will share it. But I'm just telling you this thing. Talking about jumping. And all things that I've shared with you guys, like God's like, no, this is what you're preaching. This is what I've given you. Guess what? You've got to do this too. And what a better time to jump than right now. Amen. Tamisha says, they were not graced to do it. You are. Yeah. And guess what? You are graced to do what God has called you to do. Guys, thank you for sharing that, Tamisha. Tamisha said, they were not graced to do it. You are. And I'm going to take it even further. Again, you are graced to do what God has called you to do. My grace might not be in the same area as your grace to do that. You know, I could take a song and do my own thing, but it might not come out the way like Mr. G's song will come out. You know, listen, God has given us gifts. He's given us all these different avenues. And I say this to say this. You know, God gives you these things, right? And it's about you using it the way he's called you to do it. And you do the best and you be the best you can do. Brian says, be still and let the Lord take control of your situations. Yeah. But we're focusing right now, Brian, on this part about staying true. You know, there's some things that we have to be accountable for. You know, Jesus already paid the price. And it's like, are you going to be obedient? Who's going to be obedient and do what he's called you to do? You know, the part that we play, you know, stay true to your journey and your goals. That's my third point. So tonight's message, stay true. The first point, stay true to God. Stay true to you, to yourself. Stay true to your journey and goals. You know, Tamisha says this, all gifts are important. In the church, we tend to glorify the preaching or teaching gift over other gifts. That's a good point, Tamisha. All gifts are important. In the church, we tend to glorify the preaching or teaching gift over other gifts. You know, amen, amen. Thank you for sharing that, Tamisha. Thank you for sharing that. You know, guys, listen to this, guys. That whole thing about staying true to your journey and to your goals, that whole thing about jump, I remember we were talking and I had I think it was when I had my buddy, Pastor. You know, listen, names go by me rather quickly. So you guys pray with me on that. I'm trying to find his my buddy who was on here a couple nights. Oh yeah, my buddy Leon, Pastor Leon came on here, and I think it was Pastor Leon who said, "When Jesus called," I think it was Pastor Leon, "When Jesus called Peter, and he jumped out of the boat, Peter could have swam to Jesus, but he just believed that he could walk. So he walked. He saw Jesus walking. He could have jumped into the water and started swimming, but he believed, I can walk." Listen to this, guys. Stay true to your journey and goals. What God has called you to do, you go ahead and do that. you go ahead and do that thing that he's called you to do. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Proverbs 16, verse 9. All right. Listen, how you guys doing out there tonight? I hope you guys are doing well. I appreciate those of you who come past, for real. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. I got to say this. Brian, that word is just be still and let the Lord take control of your situations. That message, that scripture right there was right on time. Please forgive me, Brian, if I overlooked that statement, but that's right on time with that scripture that I was giving right there. I had to just go ahead and drop the mic. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. And Brian said, be still and let the Lord take control of your situations. All right. Yeah, praise God. What's up, Special K? And that was right. That word was right on time. Listen, the Lord was like, rebuke me. Thank you, Jesus. Be still and let the Lord take control of the situation. I like that, but I got to love that. That went exactly with that scripture. But the Lord determines his steps. The Lord determines his steps. The Lord determines your steps. Make your plans, but be willing and let him take control. Let him take control of your situations. Let him determine your steps. Stay true to your journey and goals. Yes, Special K, I am jumping, Special K. God saying jump, and I am jumping. God has your blueprint for your life. Listen as he leads you. It's funny about that blueprint. I spoke about my mom's life and realized that God gave me the blueprint. He gave me the blueprint. I saw how my mom lived. I saw how she prayed. I saw how she sacrificed. She gave me the blueprint in her life. Listen to this, guys. God has laid out the blueprint for us. We just got to listen and we got to obey. All right. All right. Don't make me have to throw this pen through this technology and hit you, Tamisha. Tamisha says, jump. He is a safety net. He is the safety net. Praise the Lord. If you're in that same place with me, guys, and we've got to jump. Yes, J Moss, jump. We've got to jump. Yeah, Brian said, yes, indeed. So I'm about to come over here and shouting tonight. No one else is responsible to complete your journey for you but you. Stop. Let us take ownership. We mess up. Let's get it right. Let's not blame this person. This person did this to me, and then that person did that to me. No. No one is responsible to complete your journey but you. You. And I, we are responsible for completing our journey with what God has given me. Someone told me today, they said, I was talking about how much I love and miss my mother, right? And someone told me, I couldn't have taken that journey with my mother. I went as far as I could go because she's got to stand up and give an account for everything she did. I couldn't do it, not even if I passed the same time. Guess what? I couldn't go, when it was her turn, stand for God. It's her turn. It's my turn, it's my time. It's your turn, it's your turn. Listen, guys, we are responsible for our work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. No one is responsible to complete your journey but you. And then, I love Philippians 3:13-14. My brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, reaching toward those things which are before me, I press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the calling, the high calling. I press. You know, guys, listen, no one can do it but you, for you. There's a part that you have to take ownership. Your success, this is my own equation, all right? Your success equals hard work plus consistency, persistence, plus prayer, plus faith. Guys, faith. You have to have action behind your faith. And staying true to your journey and your goals, guess what? I cannot expect you to put more energy into my goal for my life. That's what God wants me to do. I've got to put as much energy, if not more, because it's what he's called me to do. We can help each other and support each other. But if it's your dream, guess what? You need to be on your hands and knees praying and believing and studying and being open to God showing you what it is that he wants to show you. Your success. You need the hard work. Consistency. Consistency. Being consistent. Being consistent. Then persistent. Not giving up. Then praying. Prayer needs to be the foundation of everything you do. Prayer and faith. Believing that God is leading you. I'm believing that God is leading me. I'm believing that God has brought me to this place, to this precipice. And listen to this, guys. Listen to this. You know, I believe that God has brought you, wherever you are, I believe that God has brought you to this place where you're saying, yes, Lord. God is saying, are you willing? Yes, Lord. Are you willing to follow me? Are you willing to do what I've called you to do? Are you willing to go forth? Are you willing to stay true to your journey and your goals? And honestly, I love when Tamisha said, jump. He is the safety net. Sometimes we're saying, I can't jump because what is my safety net? Jesus is your safety net. God is your safety net. He has you. What better time is it for you right now? What better time is it than right now for you to do what God has called you to do? This is your time for your breakthrough. This is that day. This is your day for your breakthrough. This is your day for a miracle. Expect the impossible. Today is your day. Write your dream out. Write your goals out. Write the vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says this, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. In verse 3 says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false, though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. I'm going to tell you this, guys. Write it out. Write out your vision. Write out your goal and make it faith. Make it plain. I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy name. That's similar to that song, to that hymn. We come this far by faith, lean on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far, ooh, by faith. Yeah. Forgive me. I changed that melody just a little bit. Listeners, but write it down. Write down that vision plainly and create for yourself benchmarks where you can make sure, you know, Lord, I'm believing you. I'm trusting you. Okay, I've gotten this part done. And then be open for God to show you what it is that God wants to show you. Tamisha says this, we don't have as much time as we think. other people's freedom is tied to our obedience. That's a good word, Tamisha. We don't have as much time as we think. Other people's freedom is tied to our obedience. Who are you supposed to touch today? How many lives are you supposed to touch? You know, and guys, that's true. Thank you, Tamisha. Thank you, Tamisha. That's come, guys. And, you know, I do believe this. Sometimes when we don't, God will raise up someone else. He will raise up someone else. When we don't do what we're supposed to do, he will raise. I've seen this. I've seen this in real time. In my life, I've seen this. I was involved in the ministry, y'all. I'm not lying. God had given a vision of what was supposed to happen. It didn't happen. It wasn't happening. People weren't willing to do it. God raised up a ministry right across the street. And every word that he had spoken to that one, to our ministry, to the head of that ministry, that wasn't done, he gave us, it came to pass, but God raised someone else up right across the street. So it's very, very important that we are obedient to doing what God has called us to do. First point, stay true to God. Second point, stay true to yourself. Stay true to you. Third point, stay true to your journey and goals. Write down your goals. Put them somewhere where you can see, where you can encourage yourself. So when all these other opportunities come up and you say, oh, this is God. No, that's not what God has shown me. This is what he's shown me. This is what he's told me. Make sure you know. Stay true. Be you. My last point, last thing, summing everything up tonight. Stay true. Be you. Stay true. Be you. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be you. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, becoming comfortable, being uncomfortable. Perhaps God's bringing you through some changes and he's doing some things and he's acquiring some things. He's opening up some doors. He's closing some doors. And you might be saying, Lord, I don't know about this, but he's doing this thing and he's doing this work in your life so that you will know that it's him and he's called you. He's doing his work. And you, all you got to do is say, yes, Lord. And then trust him. Trust him. Trust him. If you love me, trust me. Yeah, he said, trust me. Trust me. Yeah. Listen, James chapter 4, verse 10, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. I like King James. That's the NIV version. NIV says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. King James version says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. You know, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves before the Lord. Listen, the irony is that you can't do it by yourself. Lord have mercy. My juju just told me this tonight. The irony is that you cannot do it by yourself. But in everything, have integrity. In everything, have integrity. Have some integrity, guys. Have some integrity in your business. Have some integrity in your ministry. Have integrity in what you're selling. Have integrity and do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, and treat people the way you want to be treated. Listen to what God tells you. Be flexible, be flexible because life happens. I'm here to let you know tonight that life happens. I'm here to let you know that life happens. Life happens. Listen to God's voice for yourself and be flexible. See, we come up with our own plans, right? We come up with our own plans. Well, guess what? If we keep God first, he will lead and guide us. Stay humble and willing to learn. Be teachable. Now, I got to tell you guys this. You have to also use wisdom. But sometimes, guys, people teach you some crazy stuff out there. And you say, I'm listening. No, you need to be rebuking that in the name of Jesus. No, what does the word of God say? Listen, guys, stay humble and be willing to learn. It doesn't mean we'll be willing to learn from anyone. You have to use some kind of discernment. You have to look at people's fruit. You know, but stay humble. I pray this prayer. Lord, please, I try to get something out of everything. But if it's crazy, you're on your own. Bye. I'm not standing to listen to that. Well, guys, humility opens up. God blesses the humble. He resists the proud. Stay humble. Stay humble. That's right, Isaac. Where's your fruit? Don't give me a banana. You're supposed to have an apple tree. Come on now. Is that fruit ripe? That's another sermon right there. Is the fruit ready? Is it ripe? You know, what's going on, Isaac? Now, strive to be the best you can be. Trust God and the process. Trust God and the process. The process is real. One thing I tell people, guys, for real, what's going on? Some of our people came through. What's going on? Even though some of our people were through, guys. Amen. Yeah, Marlon Jew says this. Amen. Leave this world better than we met it. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jew dude. What's going on, Harry? What's going on with you, bro? Okay, I'm still here. Okay, listen, guys. I'm going to IG, guys. I started touching the screen. Okay. All right. I don't know what's going on with that screen. All right, but listen to this. Don't sell yourself. Don't prostitute the gift that God has given you. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. Don't prostitute what God has given you. Stay true. You let God use you. And listen, if God's called you to it, he'll bring you through it. If he's giving you the vision, guess what? He will give the provision. You just have to say, yes, Lord. And when you mess up, just be willing to say, Lord, please forgive me. I'd say, Lord, please forgive me right now because I messed up. There's some things I could have done better. Lord, please forgive me. Let me learn from that. Tonight's message, stay true. Stay true to God. Stay true to you, to yourself. Stay true to your journey and your goals. Stay true. Be you. Be yourself. Stay true to what God has called you to do and trust the process. Trust the process. You know, if this message has touched you in any kind of way, guys, please let me know. In the comments, if you're blessed, if God has spoken to your heart and to your life, please let me know. I appreciate those on IG who listened, came through. I appreciate you guys who came through possibly on Blog Talk Radio. And I thank you guys for you guys who are here on Facebook Live via Zoom. I want to say God bless you. I want to say thank you for being willing to come through tonight. You know, guys, you know, I'm so blessed and I'm thankful that God has kept me and he's keeping me. And even as I've preached and I've had guest preachers come through and talk and ministers come through. You know, jump. God's like, yeah, jump. Now it's your turn. And I'm telling you guys who are out there and God's been talking to you about some things. It's your turn. It's your turn to jump. It is your turn to jump. Do what God has called you to do. Stay true. Watch the Lord bring you through. God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through. Please join me this Thursday at 9 o'clock. No, I'm not going to come on this Thursday. If I do come on, it might be just for a few minutes. I have some things going on, but I just want to say God bless you. I want to say thank you so much for keeping me in your thoughts and prayers. I really do appreciate it. And be encouraged. No matter what's going on, you make it all right. but you got to be strong. Yeah. The lyrics, be encouraged. Yes. Be encouraged, you guys. And thank you for encouraging me. Praise God. Thank you, Tamisha, for coming through. And thank you guys for sharing. Thank you guys for coming through. And for those who came through and say hello, those came through and say I liked, those who gave me some hearts, some thumbs up, I appreciate that. I want to say God bless you. God bless you. Stay true. And I'll see you guys next. So I'll come through in a little bit on Thursday. I believe I'll have some time, a little bit on Thursday. But God bless you guys. Have a good night. Be encouraged. And please keep in your thoughts and prayers. And I will do the same for you. God bless you guys.